Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on the home, we finished our study on the double D of child rearing. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're between the books right now. We're in 1 Peter, and the next book we'll start is 2 Peter. But between those two books, I'm doing a short series on the home. And today, I want to begin a message titled, The Importance of Being a Good Father. Oh, my goodness, this is something that dads all over this world needs to learn from the Word of God. We'll be in Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 12. I trust you'll have a good King James Bible. Again, let me encourage you to use the King James Bible for several reasons. Number one, we do word studies, and that's the Bible we use, and so it's very important that you have the same words. And then secondly, the King James 1611, now not the New King James, but the old King James 1611, was translated out of the best text, the very best text, the Textus Receptus, as well as the Masoretic text. And it does not, you say, why don't you use the New King James Version? It's supposed to use the same text, and yet there are areas of the New King James where they have gone to the critical notes, which is a grave mistake. And so let me encourage you to use the King James. It's the best translation. Now, people say, I'm able to understand another Bible better. You may be a mechanic, and it's a lot easier to read the schematic for a Ford than it is for, say, maybe a Mercedes-Benz or a Lamborghini. But if you're fixing a Lamborghini, you don't need to read the schematic for a Ford, okay? You need to read the one for the Lamborghini. Well, in the same matter, that's the way we handle the Word of God. We want to get God's words. By the way, it's the Holy Spirit that teaches us, okay? It's not education. It's not modernism. It's the Holy Spirit in the heart of the Christian that teaches. So please have the right book and right Bible and have pencil and paper, follow along. Listen to us if you miss our broadcast or there's something that you missed on the broadcast or you want to hear again. You can go to our website and click onto the Lamp and Light, and you'll just need to click onto the right month, the right date, and you can re-listen to the broadcast of that day or of any past days that you've missed. I encourage you that when the message is over that you listen to our announcer, and he will give you our web address and any way that you may be able to get in touch with us, either by mail or through our website. Now again, we ask that people write us and let us know they're listening, even a postcard. We just want to hear from you and know that you're listening. Find out whether or not this ministry is a blessing to you. Now you say, how much money am I supposed to send? You don't have to send money. Now, if you did, we would put it right into the radio ministry. Nobody gets a salary for this. However, I will say that you don't have to send money to write us. We want your encouragement whether you send any money or not. And just to say, hey, we're praying for you. And that would mean so much. Now we're in Matthew chapter 19 and verses 3 through 12 as we look at the importance of being a good father. Verse 3 says, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. His disciples saying to him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which are made eunuchs of men. And there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. America is troubled, as well as the rest of the world, due to the problem of children being raised in broken homes. There's an overabundance of stepchildren today due to divorce and remarriage. Now, I praise God for good and godly stepparents. But in many cases, that's not so. The passage before us gives the word of Christ on the subject. It does relate to fathers, and I want to show you how it does. It's important for a father to be a good father. To be a good father, he must be a good husband. And he needs to learn from the Savior the instructions of marriage. Now notice first the teachings of our text. The questions by the Pharisees was for the purpose of testing him. Now, it's interesting that there are two different Greek words which are translated tempting. And when you look back at verse 3, it says, the Pharisees came unto him tempting him. Well, the idea of the Greek word they used here is to test in order to prove that one is evil. They thought they could prove that Jesus Christ was evil with this question in front of his disciples, and so in the ministry and the threat of Jesus Christ to them, whatever they perceived that was. Now, my friend, if Jesus Christ were not Almighty God in the flesh, they could have eventually tripped him up and showed him to be evil. They tried many times, but every try failed. Why? Because Jesus Christ, my friend, is Almighty God in the flesh. Now, the idea of the phrase to put away means to be released from a bond. Now, you may say, yeah, preacher, I feel like I've been held in bonds since I was married. Well, understand the phrase there states to put away his wife. What that means, it's releasing her from the bond. Now, one sage has said, marriage is a wonderful institution if you like living in one. Well, the problem today is that that no longer is a joke that men throw around. It's an actual belief by many that they are bound as a man in chains. Now notice, they have asked, is it lawful for any cause? Divorce or marrying several wives at one time was rampant in their day. Even the disciples, after listening to Christ's answer about one wife for life and not to put her away, said, Well, if that's the case, then it's best not to marry. And this is a question they felt would separate the crowd from Jesus. Now, the Pharisees, in asking this question, are trying to catch Jesus in a compromise. The law did provide for divorce, but not really for every cause. If they did, there were consequences. And so, boy, they really thought they had Jesus in a no-win situation. Now notice how Christ answers them. He answers them with the Word of God. Now let me just insert something here. If you as a married couple, a married woman or married man, or not just dealing with marriage, anything, if you go to ask counsel of any pastor, and that pastor does not use the Word of God, be leery and beware of that counsel. You see, our counsel comes from the Word of God. Isn't it true that one of the designations for Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9 says that his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor? In the 119th division of the Psalm and verse 24, he says, "Thy testimonies are my counselors." And the counselors, referring to the testimonies, is referring to the Word of God. So he says unto them, "Have you not read?" And basically what he's saying, "Have you not read Genesis 1 and 2? By the way, this is showing that all that is written in those two chapters, Genesis 1 and 2, are truth, not allegory. So Jesus then is showing that creation is not to be spiritualized away. In the beginning, God actually did create the heaven and the earth, and Jesus helped create the heaven and the earth. In John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Now, the Word was with God and made everything, and John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Of course, that Word, who is Almighty God, and then later became flesh, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, in that he affirms to the truth of Genesis 1 and 2, he's also affirming to the truth of creation. And notice that the truth, which every Pharisee of Jesus' day would be well acquainted with, in verse 5, is stated, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.